If you've ever dated online, you know it can be hit or miss. But online dating between people of different nationalities, that's apparently even more challenging. Anya Yulenich writes about this in her new graphic novel, Lena Finkel's Magic Barrel. It follows the online dating adventures and mishaps of a Russian-American divorcee. Our friend and contributor, Alina Simone, has that story.
Like her protagonist, Anya Yulenich was also born in Russia and also discovered online dating after her marriage ended. I caught up with her at her apartment in Brooklyn to discuss the art of profile writing and how being foreign-born can unexpectedly complicate things, even when it comes to answering the simplest of questions.
Like if I say, I speak with an accent. When we meet, I will get these boring questions like, where are you from? How long have you lived in America? How do you like the USA?
But if she doesn't mention she's an immigrant,
then there is this shock when I like meet someone. Like they have to adjust to the way I talk. You can see them recalculating what they expected versus like what they see in front of them.
So if Anya doesn't want to be cast in the unsexy role of all immigrant all the time, she has to be strategic with her reveals, navigating sure giveaways like the ubiquitous list of music preferences.
My music preferences are just bizarre. They're just very, very strange. You know, I listen to things that my grandmas loved from like 1950s Soviet movies.
Когда весна придет, не знаю.
I have like a soft spot for really corny Soviet rock music from the 80s.
Goodbye, America.
I absolutely did not say the truth in that section. No way. It was all I just put down Radiohead and some things that I knew was okay to like in order to not be just outright rejected by men in New York.
It's depressing to think we must all circle the musical drain of Radiohead in order to find love. I mean, if everyone is out there lying about their adorable quirks, then how will we ever get to know one another?
I think you experiment in your profile with sort of the shades of truth. It's not really lying, because I do love Radiohead. It's just, it's omission. It's more like you omit the guilty pleasures, you omit things that make you seem too much of a foreigner.
However, being foreign-born not only colors how Anya is perceived, but how she judges potential suitors. Take the question, would you date someone who lives with their parents?
As an American, in my mind, what that implies is someone who's like a total loser. But there are all these other scenarios. You know, for example, if you're making a living here and then you bring in your parents from another country and you're supporting them.
Actually, Anya did go on a date with a guy who lives with his mom, but for a different reason. As a writer, she cares a lot more about creativity than whether someone is a hottie. And this guy claimed to be a whaler, as in harpoons and blubber.
He was just genuinely crazy. But I like crazy on paper. So, and with crazy on paper, it's like this. You sometimes meet them, it's 50-50, like 50% chance that this person's like really funny and messing with the format, and 50% chance that they're genuinely like an insane man. So you take those chances.
Taking those chances turned actually finding a boyfriend into something of a whale hunt itself. But Anya still had her deal breakers. Anyone professing a love of fantasy novels was out. I mentioned that I'm in the middle of Clash of Kings, and even though Anya wouldn't date me, I'm not offended. Let's face it, when you're trying to squeeze the entirety of your human essence into one literary bullion cube, every word counts. Even your username.
My username on OkCupid was Victory Day, which is very recognizable to Russians what that is, right? That's May 9th, the celebration of Germany having capitulated in World War II.
It wasn't meant as a come-on for flag-waving patriots from the motherland or anything. May 9th was the day Anya had her first kiss back in Russia. More of a personal Victory Day. American guys had their own interpretations, though, like it was some kind of pseudonym for Victoria.
I dated two guys who were still obsessed with their ex who was named Victoria, and somehow this username, like, opened up this, like, that's why they kind of got initially interested, or they would say it sounds like a porno name, or, but this guy was like, he wrote to me in the fall, in November, and he said, you know, if this were back in May, I would congratulate you with the Nazi capitulation, and I was like, well, that's cool.
It turned out her suitor was an art historian with an apartment full of books about socialist realism. Think idealized paintings of tractors and people picking wheat, which Anya ranked just a notch below fantasy novels. But by then, they'd taken their relationship offline, where there's no limit to the length of your answers or the depth of your questions. They met the week Anya handed in the final draft of her novel. It's been almost a year, and they're still together. For The World, this is Alina Simone from Brooklyn.
We have pictures and a few more cross-cultural observations from Anya Yulenich at PRI.org.